two things this morning. First one, Book of Wisdom. They say they're trying to trap the chosen one, the blessed one. They say if he's God's chosen, well, then nothing will happen. According to his own words, God will take care of him. So if he's God's chosen one that he sent, then let's go ahead and kill him. Because if he truly is God's sent one, chosen one, God won't let him die. He won't let us kill him. That is a trick, huh, that the evil one uses all the time. Why would God allow us to be able to do anything immoral? That it must be of God that he lets us do it. So why would he allow us to be able to do come up with anything you want and say, well, the church teaches that's immoral. You shouldn't do it just because it's possible to do. That people argue, well, God's making it possible to do it. So we should be able to do it, because if God didn't want us to do it, then we wouldn't be able to do it. You see the kind of circle that the devil does, right? That why would God allow us to be able to make guns and be smart enough to make guns if he knew that it would be wrong to use the gun to kill someone? So it mustn't be that wrong to kill someone with a gun, because God allowed us to be able to make a gun. And the reasoning of the evil one just continues and justifies all sorts of things. And we choose things and say, well, if God didn't really want us to do it, why would he allow us to invent that? The atom bomb, the nuclear bomb, you can just go down the whole thing. Because God has given us freedom, and he has made us like himself, that we're not dumb. And that's what makes us dumb. Second, in the Gospel of John, Jesus is in complete control. Nothing happens until his hour has come. They're not taking his life. He's giving it up freely. He's not arrested because his hour has not yet come. Same within our own lives. We should not worry. When the hour has come, Jesus will be fulfilled within us if we simply stay faithful to him. It may not be today. It may not be tomorrow. But if we stay faithful, his hour will come in which all of his promises will be fulfilled.